Hello, you are welcome to Mind Your Business, the podcast channel that gives simple and realistic business tips for business growth. Before I started a viable business, I tried my hands on a few businesses. I would buy and resell goods, then jump into another business, and did all that till I got a proper 9-to-5 job after school. Even at that, I still had my side gigs. In 2016, I finally decided to build a proper and sustainable business. I wanted to run it like a structured organization from the first day instead of a one-man shop. I wanted the business to be independent of the owner. From the first year, we audited our financials. A few people asked me why I did that. The business was new, it was small, and it was mine, so why get external auditors? I answered them, it won't be only mine forever. It will belong to more people in the nearest future. It will bring transparency. When I decide to hand over to someone, we will see a trail of transparent process that has been in existence from the day the business started operations. How do you know your growth rates? You will know that as a small business if you keep and audit your books and processes. So how do you value your business? Number one, you need to assess your assets. Your assets include land and building, equipment and vehicles, cash, supplies, accounts receivables, intangible assets like intellectual property and trademarks. Number two, you need to assess your cash flows, your cash flow and sales. Cash flow is the amount of cash your business can generate, and you can get this by looking at your inflow for a specific period. Sales is your revenue. Number three, you need to assess what is left after you have paid off your debt. If your business is servicing any loan. But these things are not as easy as the same. So you need to get an external auditor to give you the true picture of how much you are worth and your potential net worth. You need this information so you can know the true value of your company, your company resale value, and negotiate better during a merger. Conclusively, when you know the value of your company, you can set new goals for your business. I hope this gives you a picture of what you need to do and help you make a decision on auditing your company annually. If this podcast has been valuable to you, please share with your family and friends. You can reach out to me if you want to build a sustainable business and need a one-on-one coaching. You can send me a mail through my website at www.chigozie-bashua.com or any of my social media handles at Chigozie Bashua. My name is Chigozie Bashua and I am committed to your business growth. Have a great day.